Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes, do 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 do, do 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 do. Podcast is all around me, and so I talk to Tom, do 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 do. PNG. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tammy.
How are you doing?
I'm good. That song really boosted my mood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're like a little D&D bard, giving me a plus one to feeling great.
I could do that any day.
Yeah.
I could do it any time.
Yeah, you reckon the bards, or you know, like back in the day, they had guys singing songs when they went into battle. Do you reckon they ever just like, okay, has someone check the pockets of your jerkin and I'll just freestyle about it? Okay, does anyone have something that isn't a sword?
All right, okay, location, not the beach. Or like War Beach or Old Beach. I don't know what they called them back then when you had bards, you know?
Yeah, okay, not a battlefield. Anywhere that's somewhere you wouldn't expect to find the king.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bloody. Hang on, let me think of somewhere funny. Somewhere you wouldn't expect to find the king. All right, so like not in in a fair maiden's hole then, something like.
Yeah, that's
so good. Don't say a fair maiden's hole, because he would or whatever.
Yeah, that's funny. That's really good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Our kingdom just getting wiped off the map because we chose to send improv comedians out there instead of like the horn player.
That's the other side. And and our side is like, what's a place you wouldn't find the king?
You can tell that the king has started to lose confidence in his pre-battle address when he starts doing the. So, what do you do for work? Oh, soldier, huh? A lot of soldiers in tonight.
I keep telling you, we do not begin a battle with zip, zap, zop. Is that what you call it?
Some people call it
that. Some people call it fucking zip, zap, zop. Oh, losers, what do you call it, Tom? The cool improviser.
No, I just don't do it. I also call it zip, zap, zop. I just didn't want to admit to knowing what it was.
Yes.
That sucked.
Stupid.
That sucked so
you
bad.
You are.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I know.
And?
Plus I'm ugly.
Ha ha. Improv.
I love improv.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love having an idea and then forcing it upon someone.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. That's what it is, and that's all you're good for.
Yes.
Bards, they're real, right? They're not just D&D.
Guys, like,
guys,
yeah, people
bards.
Used to sing songs.
Yeah, but like, were they bards?
Yeah. The great bard, William Shakespeare. Remember that?
I remember Willie Shakes, but I don't remember.
You remember that guy? Wrote a lot about twins.
Did he?
Yeah, in all his comedies, there's just twins. Because he's like the funniest thing I can imagine.
To look like another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, if I'm speaking honestly here, really helps us cut down on costs at the Globe. You wouldn't believe. I thought that building this place was going to be cheap because it's got no corners. Turns out the corners are the cheapest part of the building.
The corners, they actually really bring down the cost of building, yeah. Honestly. Like, so, hey, find me a circle wood. You can't.
So
doesn't
I think
work.
The next few plays are going to have some twins because we've got to cut down our cost by at least one.
Yeah, you just get a guy in a mirror and then that's twins.
Yep, there you go.
So, whatever.
Whoa, they're speaking so in sync.
It's in sync.
Mm. Yeah,
Shakespeare. That's all I ever think about. Shakespeare took a lot from NSYNC. I think.
A lot of influence from NSYNC.
Yeah, like, what's that famous song of theirs, Tom?
The one that's like, well, I finished writing my stupid play about the kid who kills his uncle, and I'm going to take my hand and put it on my dick and wriggle it around till I feel good.
That was one of my favorite NSYNC songs. Yeah.
It was never as good as like his follow-up, though, which I think I remember you really liking that one.
I think I remember this one. Yeah, you know what I do? I do remember this one. I think it went like... I'm a woman and I'm fucking nuts. I need to wash my hands. You went like that.
Pitching Macbeth is the story of a crazy broad
who cannot stop washing those fingies.
Oh, just sing happy birthday twice, idiot.
Who wrote happy birthday?
It's so funny for us to be sitting here shit on improv and then just do two little improv songs.
You know what's fucked up? I've seen Macbeth at the Globe.
Yeah.
That's all I took away from it. That's all I remember.
What?
Just some lady being like, get off my hands, you fucking blood.
This spot, boy oh boy, this can't spot. Be beat.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I hate this. I wonder whether there's any, and I bet there is, so don't even fucking talk to me about it, but I wonder if there's any like cleaning product commercials like for like shirts or whatever where someone's like Lady Macbeth. And he's like screaming at a spot on the shirts. And
probably.
Like,
I can't think that that's done well.
Ever been you, it says. You know how the shirt
Hey, are you a filthy nerd?
Hey.
Because that's our demographic for this, is someone who has a degree that they'll never use.
But maybe they don't. Maybe they think they're getting one past it. Like they're just like, we're going to steal Lady Macbeth's shit and then just use it in our cleaning ad. Because who would know?
Well, she's in the public domain, isn't she? So we could put Lady Macbeth on like whatever, pretty much.
Could Hamlet. We? Is she in the public domain?
I think so.
Is all of Shakespeare in the public domain?
Yeah.
Well, then what are we doing?
Right?
Literally, what are we doing?
We should be using every public domain character. Here, I'm going to look up public domain characters.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing about Macbeth.
I don't remember anything about it. Did he sees a ghost, maybe?
yeah, you got it.
There's three witches. All right. There's three witches. Three witches at the start. There's like a child somewhere in there that goes in a trapdoor, maybe. I think. that might actually know. I'm thinking about it. And Tom, I don't think the trapdoor is part of the play. I think that was just part of the globe. And I made it part of the play in my remembering.
That makes sense, yeah.
No blood also. They didn't use blood.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, I think that's like traditional not to like use any blood or anything when you're doing Macbeth on a stage.
Oh, right.
What? What's wrong?
Well, really just like that stinks. I want blood on there.
That's also the costs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to upgrade the globe to be a square, which you think would be cheaper. But once you have the circle, impossible to remove. Mm. Bye, David. You don't like this? All right.
David
sorry.
Jumped off to Demi.
Yeah.
The thing I remember about Macbeth is that, I mean, they have like a moment where he's like, a prophecy is foretold that no man of woman born can defeat me. And then the guy he's fighting is like, I was a cesarean. And Macbeth goes, oh, no. and then quickly dies.
You were still in a woman, though. I think
there's probably some point where he's like, no man who comes out of a vagina.
Yeah, because they've touched
And he's like, well, I came out of a tummy.
But didn't, maybe, but what, but why? Oh, well.
I don't know, can't argue with the results. Also, that guy who was the cesarean. Go ahead.
I just thought.
Yes.
Do you think that Shakespeare just kept putting off writing Macbeth's wife's name until opening night and then forgot to then they were going on stage and they were like, what's her name? And he was like, oh, no.
Macbeth lady. No, they'll see through that.
Swap him.
Ms. Macbeth. Just Macbeth with a bow in her hair.
Anyway, that's my thoughts on Shakespeare.
It's some great thoughts. Yeah. That guy who also got the guy who was born of a caesarean. One of the most famous caesareans that I can think of, apart from maybe Julius Caesar.
He wasn't a caesarean. That was a myth. Well, he wasn't the first caesarean, maybe? He wasn't. That was a myth.
I mean, the first caesarean, that must have been a fucking banner day for whoever came up with that.
Yeah, I actually did know once. I knew a lot about cesareans and now I just don't know anymore because it's just gone.
That seems fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, that guy who was born of cesarean, there's a moment where Macbeth is like, I think it's Macbeth, don't know. But he's like looking down from his battlements and he sees like, he's looking down at the forest and he's like, ah, there's the forest. It looks all foreboding. Oh, it looks super foreboding. And it's moving in such a strange way. In fact, it looks like it's moving towards... Oh, the men are disguised as trees.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
So they're all just like dressed as bushes, like...
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
It's the classic. How did you disguise yourself as a tree back in those days, aside from hollowing out a tree and wearing it?
Yeah, I guess it was that. Maybe hold a branch.
Hold one branch.
Get your horse to like hold two branches in its hooves and then walk on its hind legs.
Walk on its hind legs. And then you could maybe... And then the horse is disguised as well.
Yeah.
Is that a tree riding a horse? I don't remember the forest doing that before.
Hey, I found a list of public domain characters.
Okay.
In public domain... Okay, original film, TV and radio, cartoon characters.
Mickey Mouse?
No, definitely not Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Rat?
No, not Mickey Rat. Although, I'm glad Mickey Rat isn't in the public domain. The less I have to do with him, the better.
I don't want to talk to that fucking guy.
Yeah, but we do have access to, man, they were taking a lot of swings and few of them paid off. Molly Moo Cow.
Oh, yeah. Oswald. Oh, I love Molly Moo Cow.
Oswald.
Is Molly Moo Cow that cow who has white gloves on and does that dance where only the body moves and not the hands or feet?
Let me check.
Is that Molly Moo Cow?
Loading it up.
Molly Moo Cow is my favorite character, by the way.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Okay, well, actually, your fave is pretty problematic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Looks like they were doing a lot of... Oh, here they are, appearing along with a stereotypical depiction of a Native American.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, damn me. You might have to eat those words. Yeah.
I'll just eat the cow.
Oh, of the six things that she appeared in, one is a 1935 feature called Molly Moo Cow and the Indians.
Oh, no. Oh, Molly.
Ooh. Anyway.
Is it the cow I was thinking of, though?
No, it looks like it's a slightly different one.
Can I think there was the cow?
Yeah, sure.
Show me the cow, please.
I'll show you the cow.
Show me the cow. Okay, no more secret cows in this house, please.
Oh, I wanted to keep the cow just for me.
How long is it going to fucking take you to turn your phone around for me to see this cow?
I was navigating to images.
Oh, I don't know this cow. Yeah, this is a different cow, for sure.
This is a different cow to the one my heart belongs to. This is not my cow.
It's a different cow. I don't know it.
No. Hey, Black Beauty, the horse, is public domain. And so is Moby Dick. Sorry, I'm reading off the literary characters' animals. We could have Moby Dick in Smash Brothers and not pay a cent.
Wait, is Moby Dick...
Big Melville.
Is Moby Dick the name of the whale?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what did you think?
I thought it was the name of the book.
You thought that... a book... Explain yourself.
Books didn't have different names than the whales in them. Oh no.
What do you mean?
Man, I mean what I fucking said, I guess. Like,
at no point you were like, they're just hunting this nameless white whale. Ahab and Ishmael are hunting some guy.
Well, they call it the white whale all the time. So why would I know that it's called Moby Dick? It might be the name of their boat, even. What was the name of the boat? Let's get off of this. You know what? I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of this drama.
Nah, this was funny while it lasted, but actually I'm done with it. I'm done with the drama.
All right, honestly. I'm sorry, and I understand that you're done with the drama.
Did you say I'm dumber the drama?
You're done with the drama.
I am dumber the drama.
You are dumber the drama.
But whatever.
Ben-Hur. We could have Ben-Hur and Moby Dick kicking back.
What about Ben-Him?
Ooh, now that I like.
Ben-Hur is another one where they were like, what's Ben's wife's name? Lady Macbeth and Ben-Hur, best friends.
Lady Macbeth.
It's so funny. I never thought about it till now how funny. Was Macbeth the freaking king or what? What was
Macbeth
his deal?
Macbeth became the king. He wanted to be king and then he committed murder to become king.
Like in the middle of it or in like the first
In like the first of it, kind of.
And then he got like haunted.
Yeah, and she's crazy for the rest of it.
Did he kill his dad or what? Was it some other guy?
He killed someone that he liked, I know that much.
So maybe his dad or like a crush of his or something.
Probably a crush. Probably or like a mutual follower who he's like hasn't really interacted with over the years. But yeah, he's just like, oh, this person's like.
When you've got mutuals and you're kind of like, you know, you're like sniffing each other like dogs, but over the internet and stuff, you know, it's like, rah, 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 who's going to make the first move?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think you could, like, it could be all of it. Like, maybe he had a crush on his dad, and that's probably, like, whatever.
For sure.
Time. Who was the, what was the it's play?
It's valid to have a crush on your dad.
It's valid to have a crush on your dad. Mm. What was the, what was the one where the kid, like, kills his dad to root his mum?
That is Oedipus, and I think you'll find that he doesn't want to do those things. He
why just, does... Well, sorry, bitch. It's on the page. I see it.
Prophecy that he, like... So I think what happens in Oedipus is that he... There is a prophecy. Go ahead.
Oedipus.
You almost did a full-on spit take. Yeah, so what happens is there is a prophecy that there's a king and a queen. Queen's pregnant. Prophecy is that...
With who?
Oedipus.
Okay.
Prophecy is Oedipus will kill his dad and have sex with his mother. And so the dad's like, well, I'm not going to let that happen. And so they just take the baby and they leave it out on a hill to die. And then a goat herd comes by and is like, free baby. And picks up the baby and takes the baby and then raises the baby. And the baby is very, very strong. And the baby is good at stuff, and so the baby comes to the city and kills the dad on the road because, like, the dad cuts him off in traffic or something. Like, the guy gets down and, like, starts an argument, and he's like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? I should kill you! And Oedipus just, like, without mood, just, like, fucking beheads him and, like, kills all his guards.
Did he know it was his dad?
No. It's just some guy. And then he moves into the city, and they're like, oh, we need some help. You gotta
fucking this woman. She's not your mom.
You gotta come over here and fuck this lady. He's yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He gets into like fake chariot or whatever. And it's being driven by a hot milf. In this case, very literal. Then there's a bit where, yeah, the tragedy of it is that he then gets contract. Like someone comes to him and is like, hey, can you help me solve this mystery over who killed the last king on this road at this time of day? And he's like, well, that was me. Then. Hey, where'd I come from? Huh. And he just does this detective fucking slog where he realizes steadily that he is fucking his mom and killed his dad. Then he plucks out his eyes.
Maybe.
Oh my God.
I don't know, man.
Man, the way they have divided up these literary characters is so crazy. I'm looking at literary characters, scientists, inventors, and spacemen, Old West Frontier, Ancient Warriors and Adventurers, Occult and Strange Occurrences. Benjamin Button is public domain, it says here.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be fun, right? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Would be fun to what?
That'd be fun to just...
To be Benjamin Button, maybe?
To have, like, a guy in a show and be like, oh, just so you know, that's Benjamin Button.
This is Benjamin Button.
Just have that as like an Easter egg and like, I don't know, whatever fucking 4-episode dog shit comedy I end up doing one day. Just because I've been around enough that like the Australian media is like, let's chuck them a bone. And then just have one character called Benjamin who's like subtly aging backwards.
It's so weird because he like comes out as a wrinkly baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then he like grows... But it's weird, if he was completely aging backwards, he should have like come out as like a not baby-sized, just wrinkly old man.
Yeah.
But he couldn't really. But then he goes back to being just a regular smooth baby when he goes to die.
Yeah, I don't think he should have become small at the end, because that doesn't make sense.
Nah, he should have just been a really, really smooth, tall, old.
Yeah. Oof. Yuck.
Bad, right?
Really bad. I can understand why they did it, but I don't think they should have.
I'd like to see a smooth old.
Yeah?
The smoothest one you can get.
We got to get you to the old folks' home with a handful of pegs and sort them all out. Let's pin that skin.
But where are we going to find any pegs at this hour? Just don't know. Sneaking into the neighbor's yard.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts everywhere.
Picking the things off the, off the line.
Because I'll also use that as a disguise too.
What, their clothes?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wrap myself.
Oh, they couldn't possibly be Demi Lardner. She's wearing a kaftan.
Don't put me in a caftan. Don't imagine me in a caftan.
I'm doing it.
Don't.
Bitch, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Oi.
I'm doing it.
Oi.
Man, and it's cool.
Who else are you looking at?
Sinbad the Sailor, Spring-Heeled Jack, Someone Sinbad who's was just a called sailor? Roland.
Oh, yeah, Roland.
Roland, a Frankish military leader. Well, couldn't get the full Frank, huh? Under Charlemagne. Pretty cool. I'm done with that.
Frankish.
I mean,
You like Frankfurters?
Do I? That's interesting.
I like the little ones, but the skin is bad.
A cocktail weenie.
Cocktail weenie. Peel that skin off for me.
The skin is essential, but it's so bad. Yeah. The skin always feels like I'm eating a water balloon.
Yeah, it's like rubbery.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
very disgusting.
It's not good, but the inside is also not great.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? The whole experience, pretty bad.
You know what would be great, though? Throwing a whole handful of cocktail weenies at anything.
Yeah, that'd be a really pleasing little physics demonstration. Oh,
that'd be so good.
Him. Yeah.
No, I'd toss him because I don't want it to hurt him, but watching all the little cocktail weenies just bounce off of the cat and him be like, what?
Yeah. Him looking side to side with his mouth open.
Yeah.
What's going on? How do I fix this?
Did you go to the Easter show? I know it was the Easter show. Wait, was it the Easter show
it
here?
It was the Easter show.
Yeah, we didn't. We just had the Royal Adelaide show, but how did you find it?
I found it very strange. I remember watching the wood chopping competition and having the thought in my mind, why do I care about this?
Yeah.
And also, what do these guys do the rest of the year?
Same.
Like, is this training? Or
no, they build the fair around them.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Just always there.
They're always there, day in, day out.
Yeah.
This is just another day. That's why they don't react to the applause.
Yeah. Well, also because, they're all, at night, the fairground owner will come and put a blanket over their cage and then...
Yeah. Dodging the axe swings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put the blanket over the axe first, that falls asleep, and then they've got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking of spicing up my masturbation schedule by putting a blanket over my hand until it falls asleep so I can feel like someone else.
That's very, very good.
Hey, thanks.
That's really good.
Well, hey, let's take a break and then we'll come back to more discussion of the Easter show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I really like the clowns with their mouths open.
So is that the ones where they're going from side to side and you have to like put balls in their mouths?
Yeah. As well... The sideshow.
Yes, dude.
The sideshow at the show that is also that description, what I said. But what I was trying to say before was that like I like human clowns that have their mouths open and I put testicles in there.
Yeah, right.
Was what I was, that's my actual favorite thing.
Oh, for sure. It feels so good to put testicle in the clown mouth.
Yeah. But the pig race is the best thing, literally.
What's the pig race?
There weren't pig races at the Royal Easter Show?
Maybe I just missed them every year. What's the pig race?
It's a pig race.
But is there... Okay, what? Is there anyone on the pig or is it just a pig?
No, it's just a pig. And they have different little, like, pig jerseys on.
Oh.
Like, little flags kind of draped over their back and tied around their belly. And there's a track. and the pig is just like, they just pick their fastest pig and they're just like, go. And they go one at a time. And there's a track and it's kind of like the pig that just knows where to turn the corners because it's like the track is kind of pig sized.
Yes.
And they run as fast as they can and the track kind of loops around, then goes up a ramp and the pig jumps into the pool at the end. I can't believe you haven't ever seen a pig race.
I can't believe I haven't ever seen a pig race.
It's fucking amazing.
That's fucked up.
The pigs are so happy to be swimming and I didn't realize that pigs were quite good swimmers.
Really?
It's weird, isn't it? Because they jump in the water at the end and then they're like, and back up the ramp.
I don't feel like their trotters would be good at grabbing water, but I guess they do have like a lot of displacement.
Yeah.
Like they're not a narrow thing that would just disappear into the water without a trace.
Yeah.
Every way that a pig would have contact with water is a belly flop.
Every way that a pig would have contact with water, it's kind of like, imagine like dropping like a light bulb into a sink and it just keeps going, whoa, like I can't imagine that a pig would have an easy time keeping its balance in water.
Yeah.
Because it's so round.
Yeah. The shape of a pig is always such a pleasant surprise.
Oh yeah.
They're so fucking, just like simple shapes.
Always a lot bigger than you think. But these
so
ones,
big.
These ones were little. These are little pigs.
What are we talking about? Knee high or waist high?
I guess probably like mid-thigh on me, potentially.
Yeah, right.
So like, you know, the smaller pigs. Because when you see a pig, or probably just young pigs, I suppose.
Yeah.
But when you see a pig and you're like, oh, I forgot because of cartoons.
Yeah.
That pigs are.
I thought you were like a little friend.
And you're not.
You're a beast.
You're a big, big acquaintance.
I would need planning to attack you.
Oh, yeah.
I could not just fucking fiddle my way around.
I feel like people used to get like killed by wild boars and stuff.
People get killed by them still.
Oh.
You know, do you know about the wild boar problem the US is having right now? This is real. So you may remember a while back there was a tweet that was like, what am I supposed to do with the 55 wild hogs
running through my yard?
Turns out that guy was right.
Right, so there's just, there are too many hogs for
there
sure.
There are so many hogs.
Is it because they're horny or is it because they're bored? That they're just like, that there was already that many.
It's because
they're running around now.
I think it's because they were introduced, I can't remember if it was like they were introduced for sport hunting or what, but like basically the population has gotten out of control and is now completely feral and also producing at such a rate that it's impossible to stop. And also feral hogs, incredibly hard to kill. Especially in like large numbers.
They got like thick skulls and hides and stuff, huh?
Thick skulls, thick hides, and like at a point where the caliber of ammunition, because the first thing people say is just like, just shoot the hogs. No, you can't.
You can't shoot the hogs.
Also, that has happened enough now that the hogs understand that a gunshot is not something to run away from, necessarily. You know, like...
set a trap.
They were trying
I'll fix it. Set a fucking trap.
That's
leaves on a net. Fuck off. Pigs in a hole. What's it going
to
fucking do?
Should be, has
you guys
to be
are
a
all
very
stupid.
Strong net.
You guys are all fucking stupid.
I'm looking up something because I want to confirm that it did happen. So the thing they've started recently doing is incinerating them with explosives.
Oh, cool.
Because anything else just does not work.
Mm.
So there are several, a sounder of feral hogs versus 7 pounds of tannerite. So tannerite is what's being used mainly. Because they just can't be taken down with guns. They'll just keep going.
Silly piggies.
Anyway, that's like a weird thing. That feels like...
Maybe we could get another animal to kill the pigs.
Yeah, what kill pig?
Snakes. Probably not. They'd stomp on it, huh?
Yeah.
Then you got snakes.
It has to be so durable because it has to endure a stampede and also like...
Ooh, bigger
60
pigs.
60 of these things. Maybe...
Bigger pigs, but less of them. And then to get rid of those pigs, even bigger and half as many again.
Yeah.
Until there's one big pig.
And then at that point, it's just like, okay, well, that's the pig.
Well, that's
and we need to move around the country like we're avoiding La Nina. This is just we are avoiding a weather system at this point, and we're keeping the pig, such as he is, trapped in a, like, kind of what do you call it when a landing circle?
Oh, I don't know, but I think we could invent, like, the biggest hamster wheel you've ever seen and just leave out a snack and then shut it when he goes in.
Or,
and then put him in an escape park.
Or, and this is another option, start worshipping the pig.
I think a pig king could be fine.
Honestly, how much worse can it get?
Literally That, I mean, that would be actually a pretty big improvement.
This would at least be something for us to band together, something for everyone to talk about.
Yeah.
That what? Wasn't the, you know, the Cheeto in Chief's tweets.
Oh, let's... Oh.
You see what the pig's been doing?
And he could just replace all the cops too.
I mean, yeah, well, I think it's something to band together against, certainly.
Yeah.
And I feel like it will lead to a more community-based approach to everything.
Yeah.
The understanding that the pig is coming, even if the pig has left, the pig will be back.
The pig will be back. We'll know when he's here. Actually, we can't put him in a ball because his trotters wouldn't have any purchase.
And all the communities that the pig naturally gravitates towards can then use their mastery of the pig to lead him to the pigless communities.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, well, you know, you guys need your turn on the pig.
Yeah, it's trickle down.
Yeah, I guess it's
trickle down.
It's trample around.
It's
instead of trickle down, we're doing trample around economics, where the pig just kind of goes blah blah blah.
Yeah, I think it's just murder hog. I don't know whether it is trickle down. I think it's I think it's kill oinker. I don't think it's any of it is. Yeah. Wait, oh man, maybe we shouldn't do this.
No, come on, you've got imposter syndrome again about the pig.
Okay, all right, we'll do it, and I'll believe in myself. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's great.
I have my reservations.
Well, what we're doing here is completely inventing everything. We're saying goodbye to bull and bear economics. We're saying hello to pig. Economics.
Pig money.
Pig money.
Pig money.
Oh, fuck, just letting that thing loose on the server farm that's making Bitcoin or whatever the fuck it is. All the GPUs just racked up against each
because
other.
Because he was like, Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Bitcoin? Bacon?
Bacon?
Yes. Right. See, they wrote hog on my coffee.
I was wondering why we were talking so much about pigs.
Yeah, we got pig on the brain. So I went and got a coffee from a new place we haven't been to before. And usually they just like, when I get like a soy latte, they will just write YL on the top because it's like S is something else. So they use the Y for soy and then L for latte. But in this one, they wrote soy all the way on the top. But if you turn it upside down, it perfectly says the word hog.
It's really good.
I just picked up my cup and was like, huh. Well, I'm ready to enjoy my cup of hog.
You were visibly disappointed, I would say. Like, it visibly affected you when you, like, you walked over to the coffees, looked at one of them, which is blank, and looked at the other one, which said hog, and went, oh.
I guess, well.
Sadly picked up hog.
Obviously, mine is hog.
Yep.
Because the blank one is the long black that
mine
Tom
will be
got,
the unlabeled long black, thank you.
So mine's the hog cup. Okay. I guess I'll drink this.
Well, that's for me, I say, looking at the hog cup.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. That'll be mine.
Yeah.
And adieu.
Oh, man. I feel there's a store around us. We were talking just before about that, you know, the person who's like part of your life and you're like, oh, that's a person I care about. The mutual follower who's, you know, you've had for a few years. I think that... person running a clearly failing business around you also is one of those. And we've just watched one of those businesses, I think, go under.
Yeah.
And it's a real fucking shame.
Because she was, like, crazy and weird. And she seemed to run the coffee shop completely on her own.
Yeah.
And now it's just a bikini store.
Yeah, it's in the process of becoming a bikini store.
But we do have high hopes that it's just her again.
Oh, I would love that.
I hope it's her.
Yeah. For her to do the fake out and just be like, no, I've just got super into bikinis over the Easter long weekend.
Yeah, I've had enough of coffee.
Yeah.
Only bikinis now.
Only bikinis. Do you still want a coffee? Because I still have the machine.
I still have the machine.
Yeah.
So if you do want a coffee, because the bikinis actually aren't selling.
Yeah.
So do you want to, would you like a coffee?
The bikinis are not selling.
She's also in a bikini.
Yep.
She's wearing a bikini. That's all she's wearing.
She's wearing a few bikinis, actually.
She's wearing a couple bikinis.
She's wearing enough bikinis that it's actually got pretty much total skin coverage.
Her nipples are out, though.
Yep.
She...
And boy, it's cold in there.
Every coffee comes with a free bikini. Yep.
She's got some reach on those things.
Every coffee comes with a free bikini. The coffees are $40. So, do you want a coffee or?
I guess I do. Me walking out of there, like, with the kind of just bought a new shirt vibe, but just wearing a bikini.
Oh, that would be nice.
Shy.
Oh. I hope nobody laughs at my bikini.
Nobody laughs at my bikini.
Here, says Tom, walking out of the coffee bikini store.
Yeah, wearing my little polka dot thing.
You'd love a polka dot thing.
I would look so funny in a bikini.
All right, so you'd have the bikini top and then like the normal bikini bottoms, or like the old style bikini bottoms that you see in like pictures of the first bikinis women from the 40s.
Yeah, right. I think either way. 60s? I've got balls hanging out both sides.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Couple sets too.
Well, I keep thinking about, I picked up a few of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the bikini coffee and balls shop.
Yes. I think about it all the time, that guy who once just turned up to like a uni comedy thing, like an improv thing, wearing a dress. And we were like, okay, that's cool, man. I don't, you know, good for you, wear whatever. But I mean, just his dick was poking through that fabric. It looked like a child's nose through a screen door. But yeah, just this cishet guy turning up wearing a...
Did you think it was funny?
No, he was just like...
I think I'll wear a dress.
He was one of those guys who was trying to be progressive, but was a huge creep also.
Ah.
Yeah, really interesting. And a pretty prominent kind of person.
Oh, not penis?
No. Anyway, let's talk about something else. You don't see ferns much anymore, do you? I feel like succulents have really eaten ferns as lunch.
I can't even fucking think of what a fern looks like, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, I guess your leaf is a whole bunch of leaves.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
off.
Fine.
You got satisfying chunky succulents now.
A fucking chunky succulent. Mm. Each leaf a
fucking
plate.
Fucking chunky succulent.
I got a fucking chunky succulent. Oh. And I would not give this thing up for Lent. The succulent, succulent, when it was just a little bush. No, we're not doing it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, it sucks. Now that's going to be in my fucking head.
Yeah, it's really bad. Got a mother-in-law's tongue.
I don't think that counts as a succulent, does it?
I don't fucking know.
Got this little jade plant and I take the little leaves off of the top to make the bottom bushier, and I like to lop those tiny leaves off and then I plant them in the ground and they turn into another one.
Do you listen to the Hamilton soundtrack ever now?
No.
Because I know you, well, you were, you know, I think you, and maybe you still are, a genuine fan.
I was a bit of a fan. I'm not now because it's fucking lame.
Yeah.
I listened to it a lot and was like, oh yeah, this is cool. And then thought about it for a bit. There are a couple songs that I actually, there's one song that was, that I enjoyed. And then, yeah, and I was a fan of it because I was like, ah, it tricked me into learning, ha ha ha. And then I think the overexposure of it and the growth of Lin-Manuel Miranda being who he is.
Yeah.
I was like.
Which is, just to be clear, a dweeb. Like,
a big
nothing
dweeb.
Nothing objectionable about the fucking guy, apart from the fact that he's a dweeb.
Yeah. Well, I just got told by so many, like, American friends that was like, oh, it's great. You got to listen to it. So I did listen to it. And I was like, oh, this is fun. And then it wasn't fun because he was. I had to watch him biting his lip and shit.
Yeah, there was a lot of lip biting going around there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, I think, that's interesting. I just had a flash of like, I wonder if like, what would be the photo of my face that people would post to humiliate me?
That's the one where they made your face very small.
Yeah, definitely that one. But I don't think that elicits like a yuck response and like as much as the lip bitey ones. I don't know what he was trying to do with the like the Lin-Manuel Miranda lip bite thing. Is that supposed to be like,
I don't think
it like
was
a sexy selfie?
I think he was just like trying to take an earnest selfie and he bit his lip and people were like, don't do that. It's weird.
It is weird.
I think the reason that I also kind of was like, oh, I might as well just like this was because I was living in an all music house.
Yeah. Yeah,
with
you're
a
right.
pianist
with
a and a singer.
Yeah.
And then another fucking singer later on that joined the house. So, like, anyway.
I don't know how you do it. I had a conversation.
How you do what? Me?
Just, like genuine, like stuff. Like musicals or like music that isn't kind of designed on some level to sound bad. Or abrasive.
What? I'm so confused.
I was flashing back to, I had a conversation with Michelle Brazier once where she was like, what kind of music do you like? And I was like, at some point I just was like, Michelle, I don't know if I've ever liked a song that was sung by someone who's a good singer. And she genuinely was so shocked. This is our friend Michelle, who is like and you know, a teacher's singing and is a fucking incredible singer. And
she is the best singer. I've never heard her hit the wrong note or anything.
She is a professional singer and also a professional comedian. She's not like a fucking ukulele person. No, just to be like, you know, she's a musical comedian who is incredible at both those things.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't. I put no value on being an actually good singer, and it was like a weird moment. She was like, "What do you like Evanescence?" And I was like, we got far enough to where I was like, "I guess I've never like, I would never seek them out, but just like thinking of the musical artists that I listen to."
You like Paul Kelly?
I do like Paul Kelly, but I don't think Paul Kelly is like a, you know, trained musically.
He sounds nice.
He sounds great, but he's, you know, doing, he's not Mr. fucking vibrato.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that he's not like, you know, he doesn't have that perfect trained voice.
What about Freddie Mercury?
I don't give a shit about Freddie Mercury.
Hey.
What? I don't.
That's my fucking guy.
You should go check on him. He's not doing so good.
He's not good?
Yeah.
What did he say to you?
His words
exactly.
If I remember correctly, they were...
Oh, was it that? And he does that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. Sorry, I just think about that sometimes. I've been listening to Hardstyle recently again, just because it's the dumbest music ever and I find it really funny.
I think the best song to me ever is the remix of Take Me Home Country Road remix by Jesse Block.
God, it's so fucking good.
Oh, it's the best song I've literally ever heard, and I don't like any other music, actually.
Should we close out this episode with that playing instead of the usual intro?
Yeah.
Outro?
Yes.
Yeah, sweet.
And
I'll credit it now by saying at the end of this episode, you will hear the Take Me Home Country Road remix by Jesse Block. That's J-E-S-S-E.
Oh, my God.
Space. B-L-O-C-H.
Bloch.
Bloch.
Bloch. This one's going to need some editing, huh? what's your favorite herb, Tom?
My favorite herb?
Mm.
Herbs of Provence. But it's cheating because it's like five herbs. Mm. What about you?
Thyme.
Thyme is so good.
Thyme's the best herb.
Thyme, that's the one you started adding to our broccoli and it makes it taste like roasted.
Broccolini, we're fancy. We're not poor. Broccolini.
Is that a...
We're not poor.
Is that a fancy thing?
I don't know, it's skinnier.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we've talked before about how it's the sexy cousin of broccoli.
Oh, hold on. Herbs and spices are different, but thyme is a herb, right?
Yeah.
Cumin is a spice.
Yes.
God, oh my God, this is a fucking... this is a whirlwind of emotions. I don't know what to think about it.
Desperate to think about anything right now. Yeah.
I remember in Lena's 24-hour stream, she was trying to be genuine and talk about grief and gratefulness, and I played 10 minutes of farts over it. It's really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
And we got DMCA'd because she wanted to do her bit about Torn.
Yeah, her bit is generous.
No, it's not her bit, but she used to do it at parties to try and impress people.
She wanted to do a routine she'd memorized to perform at parties.
Yeah,
everyone would gather around and watch Lena do her dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get Lena on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll get Lena on the podcast.
Okay, and that's a little bit of sizzle to you guys, that we're going to get someone with the worst ADHD I know.
You think she's the worst?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think, I think she has probably the most severe ADHD that I've seen.
Worse than me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think watching you two have a conversation was the clincher for me in that.
Yeah, okay.
Because the amount of times that I was watching you guys both stream and I was like, okay, Demi is getting distracted less than Lena.
Okay.
It was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I think I was like, I was zeroed in because I was fucking with Lena too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
you were doing one of your
classic bits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my classic bits.
One of your classic bits. Denying someone.
I'm a terror. Oh. Just an awful, unlistenable little fucking brat.
You're the fiend of streaming.
Yeah.
And I've
I'm
said
the stream
that.
Fiend.
That's right.
And I always will be. I'm like the Noid, but for bits.
Yeah. What's this content going on? On the subject of stream fiends, I don't know if you saw this, but the guy who is like the biggest streamer on Twitch got had to stop streaming for a bit because his power got cut because his credit card was overdrawn because he'd never updated it and it was on the same limit as when he was 12.
Oh.
Because all he's been doing is just streaming for like 24 hours playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's so funny.
And ruining his life.
I
getting progressively more unhinged.
When I had trouble with an ATM, that I was like, oh, this ATM swallowed my money. And I called up the bank that I'm with and they were like, hello, Ms. Lardner, and thank you. May I first of all thank you so much for being a member of our bank for 25 years. And I went, ew. She was like, what? And I was like, oh, I just didn't really, like, I don't know. I had a bank account when I was 2.
Yeah.
Three.
Well, yeah.
I was 3.
You'd started getting work then, yeah. You know. Like, yeah. You'd been on the open mic circuit for a few years at that
point. For a little while. Yeah. For about 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. I had a moment today where I picked up our coffees from a cafe and...
our first coffees, not my hog coffee.
No. The lady brought out a tray for me afterwards. And there was like this, just this weird moment. Like, yeah, I know. She gave me the coffees and I was like, oh, you want a tray because you also got a bagel. And I was like, yeah, oh, that'd be great. And she brought out just the tray, set it down on like a little rail thing. And then there was kind of this weird thing. Oh, I was like, oh, and just, I took a punt on it, you know, because at that moment, anything could happen. And I was like, oh, okay. And I put the coffee in my right hand on her left into the tray as she held it steady. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. But, like, to me, standing there and waiting to hand her the coffee for her to put it in the tray seemed crazy. That seemed like a little Lord move. And so then I put the next one in, and she was like, okay, well, thank you so much. I'll have a nice day. And I think my brain was still scrambled because my response to that was, hooray!
And then, like, did she shoot you in the stomach with a gun to make that a story worth telling or what? Like, did she?
Oh, fuck. And then actually a really interesting guy came along. Let me see here. Yeah,
yeah, what was his name?
This really wet guy came up and was hey, I was just wondering, can I have that tray?
Yeah.
I'm getting some for the guys back at the ship. Sorry, my name is Moby Dick, by the way. We haven't met.
Ah, no!
Could you want to hang out ever?
He said that at the end of his sentence.
Yep.
There's his catchphrase.
Yeah.
Brew, brew, brew.
His buddy poked his head out of the car, was like, I'm Hercule Poirot. What's the hold up on the coffees, gang?
Now, was Poirot the guy's name?
Uh-huh.
Or was that his fucking pet fish's name?
No.
Who could know? Who could fucking know?
Yeah, of course.
Know what I'm saying?
But yeah, anyway, the story was interesting, and I take it personally. It was interesting.
Well, thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. We hope that you are well. And that you have an interesting story to tell one day.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it wasn't interesting, but it's one of the two things that's happened to me today.
Yeah.
One of which is watching you get hog coffee.
I love hog.
Right?
I'm going to keep hog.
I just thought it was, as soon as I said hooray, I was like, this is the wrong, like, that's the worst I've gotten
hooray.
In a while. Yeah. Not even like. Are you too?
Where were you? Because I'm gonna go apologize for it.
I was up there.
Oh, up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go fix it.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, was my dumb boyfriend in here earlier?
Oh, the hooray guy? Sorry. We haven't stopped talking about that. I was mad to begin with, and then I just felt bad for him.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, also... Are you Demi Lardner, the comedian?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I love your stuff.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I can tell by the short hair and like the side shave.
Hey, also, just a quick thing to the listeners of the podcast. please stop approaching Michael Hing and telling him that you didn't enjoy his show as much as you thought he would.
Yeah, can you please stop bullying our actual friend, Michael Hing?
Someone?
You might not know that you're bullying him, but if you don't have something that's just great show to say to him, don't talk to Michael.
As a rule. Don't talk to Michael.
Don't talk to Michael. No, listen, we're not joking. Yeah. None of you speak to Michael.
No one talk to Michael.
Okay. The end.
The end.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, now to mama, take me home, country
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.